Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Rusev Day, September 18th, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. Coming up, a huge championship match has been added to SmackDown's Fox debut. We'll get into that in just a sec. Got an update on Jeff Hardy for you. When's he back? And how long is he back for? We'll dig into both of those. And
if I was 35, and this is what I feel about it, I told him, and I could be the bad guy. They'd have to build new arenas.
Ric Flair proposing a time machine dream match. But with who? Find out at the end of the podcast.
Kofi, my client, Brock Lesnar, hereby challenges you to a match for the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World on Friday night, October 4th, at the Friday night SmackDown premiere on Fox.
When I won this WWE title at WrestleMania, I made a promise to the entire WWE universe that I would be a fighting champion. So as far as your challenge is concerned, I accept.
Oh my God! Lesnar, F5 to Kofi!
Not a wise decision, Kofi. The WWE champion just found himself in the crosshairs of the biggest gun in the arsenal.
So last night we found out the main event for SmackDown's Fox debut will be Kofi Kingston defending the WWE Championship against Brock Lesnar. The revelation came at the end of the six-man tag match pitting The New Day against The Revival and Randy Orton. Following The New Day's win, Brock Lesnar made his return to WWF television. We haven't seen him since SummerSlam, alongside Paul Heyman to officially challenge Kofi Kingston. Kofi accepted the challenge and then was rewarded with an F5 from Brock Lesnar. The first and the only other time that Brock Lesnar has faced Kofi Kingston was at WWE's Beast in the East network special from Tokyo on the 4th of July, 2015. In that one, Lesnar very confidently defeated Kingston in under 3 minutes. So odds aren't in the favor of the champion. Also, fun fact, this is Brock Lesnar's first television match in 15 years. The last one he had was on SmackDown in 2004, and he battered Bob Holly in about 2 minutes. That was the same match he drove out on Steve Austin's 4x4 ahead of WrestleMania 20. And we all know how that went. But anyway, it's a big one for SmackDown. Big main event as they celebrate their 20th anniversary once they get to Fox. Not only that, but we'll also have appearances from the likes of Mick Foley, Booker T, Lita, Kurt Angle, Hulk Hogan, Trish Stratus, Jerry the King Lawler, Mark Henry, Ric Flair, Goldberg, and Sting have all been confirmed for it. You'll see all of them, plus, as we say, a huge WWE Championship main event when SmackDown goes live on Fox on October the 4th.
By no means is this the end of our journey. I mean, it kills me to know that I'm the reason we never even got to defend those titles. Trust me, when I come back better than ever, Once again, the Hardy Boys will reign supreme.
A report from Fightful.com has indicated that Jeff Hardy may be back in a WWE ring sooner rather than later. Hardy was injured back in May at a live event whilst one half of the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Consequently, he and Matt Hardy had to relinquish their titles as Jeff underwent knee surgery that would have kept him away for 6 to 9 months. The inactive injured list retrieved by Fightful. I assume they've got somebody that hangs around the back of the WWE arenas, just slips it under the door to them. That's what I'm assuming. It shows that Jeff Hardy is due to return to action in November. Now, WWE has now activated a clause, we understand, in his contract to extend it by at least another year. This is due to the time that he missed while he was injured. Elsewhere, Jeff's brother Matt has been conspicuous by his absence on WWE television. After an all too brief run as broken, woken Matt Hardy and that odd couple tag team with a pre-fiend Bray Wyatt, Hardy really seems to have vanished into the background, hasn't he? Matt's contract expires March next year, after which he'll be free to pursue other endeavours. And you have to believe that with AEW very much a thing, very much running on all gears, WWE are going to be very keen to keep the Hardy Boys locked down for as long as they can, if not forever.
As you know, the tag teams have been heating up in All Elite Wrestling. When are we going to announce how we will crown our tag team champs? Got great news for you. Coming up on our second show, that is Wednesday, October 9th, live from Boston on TNT, we will begin a tournament to crown the first ever AEW Tag Team Champions. Let's take a look at the brackets for this tournament.
Talking of AEW, the full list of tag teams competing in the AEW Tag Team Championship Tournament have been revealed, and it throws up some really interesting first round matches. Before we get into it, you have to watch Road to TNT this week, AEW's YouTube show. Tony Schiavone is in an event center. He's got a green screen behind him and everything. It is equal measures cool and equal measures naff. I want you to go and decide. I can't decide which it is. You go decide. Schiavone revealed the brackets in the episode, and we will see the Young Bucks facing Private Party. This is a match that we knew about already. Also, the Lucha Brothers are going to be taking on the very popular Jurassic Express. I can't not see the Lucha Brothers winning that, which is a shame because Jurassic Express are so popular at the moment. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy are money. SoCal Uncensored, we don't know what pairing of either Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, or Scorpio Sky it will be yet, but those will be taking on best friends, Trent Barretta and Chuck Taylor. The only team without first round opponents is the Dark Order, Evil Uno and Stu Grayson. They won themselves a bye into the next round, and they're going to face either SoCal Uncensored or best friends in the semifinals. So how this breaks down on television is we'll see Bucks and Private Party kick off the tournament on Wednesday, October the 9th. Also, we'll see the Lucha Brothers taking on Jurassic Express the week after. The following week, it'll be SoCal Uncensored versus Best Friends. And then the semifinals will take place a week after that. And then by October the 30th, we will be crowning new AEW Tag Team Champions. Well, the first AEW Tag Team Champions.
My name is Kaz XL, formerly known as Big Cass when I was with WWE.
Following an incident at the WrestlePro event this past weekend, former WWE star Big Cass has released an apology. I'm going to paraphrase some of that apology right now. He says, "On Saturday night, I obviously let my demons get the better of me and I ruined an important night for a really great guy in an unfortunate series of events. I will work my absolute hardest to right the wrongs of Saturday night and apologize to Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, Joey Janela, the entire WrestlePro locker room and all parties involved from the bottom of my heart. I am getting help from family and friends as we speak and will be getting professional help in the near future. I ask to please respect my privacy in the meantime. When and if I reemerge as a public figure, it will be in good faith and I hope to inspire those who struggle with the same mental health issues as I do to seek help they need. Remember, I ain't dead yet and neither are you. Peace and love, William Patrick Morrissey III. shortly after this in a real show of human spirit. Kevin Matthews from WrestlePro said he is all about second chances and he will happily book Cass at a future WrestlePro show. So who ran SmackDown last night? Vince McMahon wasn't there again. Triple H is set up in Orlando this week ahead of tonight's NXT on USA debut. So the ship's a bit different. McMahon went through plans for the show several times over the course of the day via telephone in production meetings, but he wasn't physically there. We understand that, according to PW Insider, it was Bruce Pritchard, Michael Hayes, Ed Koski, and Eric Bischoff holding down the fort on tonight's show. It was a fun show tonight, I thought, as well. It's funny how, with some of the main players not there, that you see the shape and the wrinkles in the show change quite a bit. This is what happened on Raw, and a very similar thing happened on SmackDown as well. For the third year in a row, WWE have decided to revive Starrcade, the WCW NWA flagship show. This year, going to be emanating from the Infinite Energy Center in Duluth, Georgia. Kofi Kingston, Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, Bayley, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair and AJ Styles have all been advertised to be a part of that. This means it'll either be a dual brand event or we've got some very interesting early indications as to who will be on the same brand post-draft. Speculation forever, friend. Tickets go on sale on the Infinite Energy Center's website at 10 a.m. next Friday. And the event takes place on Sunday, December the 1st. It is a Thanksgiving tradition akin to Survivor Series, I suppose. Bobby Lashley's been away for a little bit. He hasn't been on telly since June. Lashley has been on the injured inactive list that was retrieved by Fightful. And he is due a comeback very soon. And it looks like that comeback is on course. He took to Twitter yesterday where he teased a return by sharing a loading gif. You just type in loading, I think it's the third one that comes up along. So Bobby Lashley, nearly good to go. Back earlier in the year, there was rumblings that we could see Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series. Still think that'd be a good match, personally. Don't give them too long. Just let them batter each other for about 4 minutes. That'll be fine. One of the funniest Twitter stories of the day comes from Randy Orton. So Lance Storm went on Twitter and was praising Baron Corbin. He says, Corbin takes a lot of S-T, but that dude always plants guys flat and safe, even when that catch didn't go right, in referring to a move that took place in Baron Corbin's match the other night. Orton responded by saying, I hate to say it, but he's one of the few guys that gets the art. What a nice compliment by Randy Orton. In an update, Orton took to Twitter and retracted the praise for King Corbin, saying, I'd like to retract this statement because I'd been drinking heavily. I also would like to apologise to all of my peers. And finally, Ric Flair and Charlotte spoke to Cricket Wireless yesterday. They did a Q&A talking about all manner of things. Ric Flair threw out a dream match for anybody who's invested in a time machine when he was asked which stars of today he was really excited about.
If I was 35, and this is the way I feel about it, I told them, and I could work with Roman Reigns, and I could be the bad guy, they'd have to build new arenas.
Oh, wow.
No, I feel that strongly about his character. He's like... Here's this handsome guy. I mean, do they get any better looking than Roman? I mean, he's the Tom Brady of the business. So.
I think when I finish here, I'm going home to play 2K19 just so I can do Roman Reigns versus Ric Flair. Just to see whether any extra arenas pop up like Ric Flair predicted. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. Thank you so much for downloading. On the YouTube channel right now, WTF Moments with Ross.
Before we could even process what the hell was going on, out strode this hunk of beefy mustache porn.
And at cultaholic.com, everything that you need to know about tonight's NXT on USA. It's a big night for the yellow brand, and we've got you covered at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.